gather around the Lord's table now and just take a few minutes more than we would usually take. We'll have a slightly longer than usual communion segment. And the band, if you want to take a seat, you're welcome. And we'll call you back soon. And then we'll have a slightly shorter than normal message, just changing things a little bit today. Communion, the very word communion has got common union in it. It's not to be confused with communism. That's a completely different thing. No, communion is to do with the fact that in Christ, we're in union because of him. It doesn't mean we're all the same. Doesn't mean we're all going to be treated the same way. It doesn't, you know, there's lots of things it doesn't mean. But one thing it does mean is that we're one in Christ. Common union. We have him. And every week when we have communion at church, this is one of the things that we should be remembering. We remember the Lord and what he did for us, but we should also be remembering the body of Christ and his people and how we belong to each other. And but what's happened over the history of Christianity is that there are unbelievable differences in the way that communion is thought about and commemorated and celebrated, so much so that it actually, instead of it being a point of uniting, it weirdly has become a point of dividing. So the very thing, or one of the very things that's supposed to make us one or help us be one or help us realize that we're one actually splits God's people up into all these little groups. It's the strangest thing. And, you know, the church at Corinth, they had this problem that they were having communion celebrations. You can read about it in 1 Corinthians 11. But they weren't being respectful of each other. And so there were rich people and poor people, and the rich people, it was a bring your own communion, and the rich people were bringing fancy food, and the poor people, some of them slaves, had nothing to bring, and it was just inconsiderate of each other, and it was a disgrace. And Paul was so annoyed, he said, this feast you have, it's not even the Lord's table you're eating at. It's so disgraceful, it doesn't even count as communion, even though you're doing it as communion. And then he said, you eat and drink judgment on yourself because you fail to recognize the Lord's body. Well, that the Lord's body was each other. You fail to consider each other. And, well, you know, that's all helpful for us to learn. But what happens is that churches still, in a kind of a way, do similar things that are similar but different. Because there are Christians around the world that say, you know, you're not welcome to partake of the Lord's table. And, you know, because you're A, B, C, D, or E, you're not good enough because you don't measure up to our standards. And then you might go to, you know, different churches and only the members of their church are allowed to have communion, but not the other Christians who are there. So every different denomination in the world has their way of doing communion. And so it's a bit of a schmozzle. And there's just, like I said, unbelievable differences in all the ways it's celebrated. And I remember years ago went on the walk to Emmaus, a kind of a interchurch ecumenical church retreat. And if you ever get invited on that, just say yes and go. It's just the biggest blessing. One of the biggest blessings of my life was being a part of that retreat. And in that retreat, they have communion. And I can't think of any other place in the world where communion is ecumenical, where just all Christians from all different churches and denominations just share communion together, and there was something powerfully wonderful about it. You could just tell that was the way when you were there. And so I've been thinking for many, many years about how we as Christians could have communion together. You know, how can we just have communion together and celebrate the fact that we have common union in Christ? And the theologians have a thousand different perspectives on what it all means, and you know, if you don't do it this certain particular way, it's not done right. And as well as that, there's all the practical differences in the way that communion is celebrated. You know, the dipping, they call that intinction, and you know, we hand ours out, and other people, you have to come forward, and some, there's just a thousand different ways it's done. And, you know, sometimes people argue about the proper way of doing it, and that's called orthopraxy. There's all these tricky technical terms. Orthodoxy is, you know, the correct proper doctrine, and orthopraxy is the correct proper practice, and there's all these arguments. And somehow in all of this, Jesus isn't the focus, and the body of Christ, which is the people, is somehow lost as a focus. And so wouldn't it be great if you could just go to any church in the world and have communion with them because you're a Christian? Well, that'll probably come in time. But we were discussing this issue in our pastors' meetings on a Tuesday morning, maybe about a year ago. And back here in the room, we were having a Tuesday morning prayer meeting and discussing, you know, it's a shame we can't just have communion together. And lo and behold, our dear sister, Reverend Jennifer from local Anglican church said, I've got an idea. Why don't we share, why don't we all buy our bread from the same bakery one Sunday morning? We'll call, and you know, we each church can do communion their own way. If you want to dip, go for it. If you want to hand it out, hand it out. If you want to believe it means this, believe it means this. Whatever you want to do, but let's all at least share the same bread. And let's call it One Loaf Sunday. Well, it's today. Today we are having One Loaf Sunday. And it doesn't mean that people don't think all those different things. But what we've got, what we're going to do today is share the same bread that so many other congregations in Rockhampton are sharing. This bread, slightly overpriced bread, it comes from Artisan, the gluten-free bakery, because we wanted everyone to be able to eat the same bread. Because the Bible says we are one loaf. Now, all across Rockhampton today, not quite every congregation, but a bunch of them have all gone to the same bakery, and we pre-ordered this. This all comes from the same batch, and we today will be eating our communion in varying different ways as different church liturgies do it. And but, you know, we all agree we have one Saviour. There's one Christ, there's one Holy Spirit, there's one baptism, there is one communion, there's one loaf. So we are a part of a body of Christ. So I can say without a shadow of a doubt that today we are having communion. Isn't that great? We're having communion today. We, as we partake today, we're a part of the body of Christ. And I think that's very, very exciting. So I want to read to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 14 to 17, and it says this. My dear friends, flee from idolatry. It's a little, can you see that? Yeah, it's a bit small up the back. Paul says, I speak to sensible people, judge for yourselves what I say. Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all share the one loaf. And so today, we all around Rockhampton are sharing, I guess it's more like the one batch, because I don't think it's possible to make one loaf big enough that we could all break a chunk off, but it's the one batch. But it's signifies the fact that there is one loaf, that there's one body, and that we participate in that one body. So we participate with Christ because, you know, we receive him into ourselves, but then we serve him together as one body. We participate in this one body by being who you are and serving the Lord, but by recognizing your fellow believers and working with them. In that way, we participate in this one loaf. And of course, today we're going to participate by all eating of the one loaf, which is wonderful. And so I think it's a highly symbolic moment today, but it's more than just a highly symbolic moment. There's more than just memory and meaning to it. It's not just that we remember Jesus, and it's not just that we remember God's people. I think there's spiritual power in it today. And there's always spiritual power in communion when you take communion properly. But I feel like there's not only spiritual power for you as a believer participating and saying, I am a part of the body of Christ, along with hundreds and maybe thousands of other Christians today all doing the same thing in Rockhampton and also in Mount Morgan and Gracemere. But I think there's spiritual power somehow. And this was a word that we received in the watch on Friday night, that the word came that as we partake of one loaf this morning, that power would be present in the heavenlies over Rockhampton, over our region, to do something for the advancing of the cause of Christ and for the advancing of the body of Christ and the gospel. How exactly that works, I don't understand, but I don't have to understand. It's up to us to believe, and it's up to us to trust that the Lord said that. He knows what he's doing. Somehow, by us participating together with our fellow believers in one loaf, something shifts over our city and our region, and I think that is tremendous. Very wonderful and exciting. And so we, in a minute, are going to partake. And I'll invite the band to come and get themselves ready, and I'll invite the helpers to come and get themselves ready. And so early in the very next chapter of Corinthians is the often quoted passage about communion, 1 Corinthians 11, and it talks about eating and drinking in a worthy manner. And it says in verses 28 and 29 that everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup, for those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. So what is this body of Christ that must be discerned? Well, it is, of course, the Lord Jesus himself, who is present somehow, but it is, of course, as well, the body of Christ, the believers, the saints, those who are gathered here today in this building, but also those who are gathered all around Rockhampton and in Gracemere and Mount Morgan today, partaking of one loaf with us. So it's this body we must discern. We must recognize that those people who are Baptist and, you know, Pentecostals, and there are all different types of Christians, they're all different flavors, but they are with us, the body of Christ. So we discern, we recognize who they are, and we recognize that we are one with them and they are one with us. And I just think it's the most exciting, terrific thing. Once you can let down your walls a little bit in your heart and not feel threatened by fellow Christians, you start to notice how good they are. This is what happens to me, is you meet them and they're different to you, but you realize that the Lord is living in them. Jesus is living in those people. He's accepted them. What does it say in the scripture? Accept one another as Christ has accepted you. If Jesus Christ can accept your fellow believer, even though they're different to you, well, we can too. And so today we discern the body of Christ by recognizing that these brothers and sisters of ours, even though they're different, they are indeed our family, and we are able to have communion with them. And I pray that the Lord will keep working and that we'll even be able to have communion together in different places. And, you know, you'll be able to visit another church and just have their communion. Well, I think all of that will come in the future. The Lord's at work. But today we're going to enjoy being one in the heart and one in the spirit with our fellow believers in all different places. Now, a word of practical advice. We're going to hand out in just a second, but we haven't done communion in the breaking of the bread style for many, many years, since before COVID. What we used to always do is have a loaf here and we would break it, and I will break it in a minute. We actually have two loaves, and the other one has already been broken and put in the baskets. But what we used to do is as the bread would come around, you would break off a piece for yourself and then you would get your cup. But if you've gotten out of the habit of doing that, you may be tempted to take your cup first and then only have one hand to break off a piece. So for practical purposes, take your bread first and then take your cup, all right? And then you won't be trapped. So it's been 5 years since almost five years since we've done this. So just wanted to put you back in that habit that we used to have. And maybe we'll go back to having the loaf like we used to every week, hey? Maybe we can organise ourselves. So someone said amen. So let me pray and then we're going to have a song. Lord, we're thankful for communion. We thank you that today we have one loaf with with a lot of the body of Christ anyway, all around our city and region. And it's a real joy to know in our hearts that we belong to one another. And I pray that you would bless these elements today and more than that, bless the people of God today. And I pray that not just in this building but all across Rockhampton and this region that as Christians partake of communion that you would do a work in their hearts and do a work in your church and do a work in our city and region. Lord, that something would shift and change over our lives and over the church and over in the Spirit. Lord, that would cause the work of Christ to advance, cause the hearts of your people to change toward one another. Lord, we welcome your involvement and your grace today. Amen.
You're worthy, so worthy, Lord.
Father, we thank you for the giving of your Son, Jesus Christ. And I thank you that here we have the symbols of what you've done, Lord, this cup representing the blood of Jesus. Thank you, poured out for many, for our forgiveness. Thank you, Lord. Lord, this loaf representing the body of Christ, and in particular, Lord, representing one loaf, one body. And I thank you, Lord, that you gave of yourself, broken for us. And Lord, we receive it today in gratitude to you, but also, Lord, mindful of our place, our part in the body of Christ. We are one loaf. Thank you for it. Thank you for filling the church, the body, with good people. Thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit in the lives and hearts of men and women and children all across this city and region. Thank you for the good, good people that you have placed there, many that we haven't even met yet. Thank you for them. And also, Lord, for the difficult ones. Lord, bless them. Forgive them. Lord, help us to love them. Lord, build your church. May we be not just one loaf in the Spirit, but may we be one loaf in our life and practice. May the love of God increase. So we thank you, Lord. Well, one loaf broken. What Jesus did for us, he was broken, but he was broken that we might be whole. Isn't that wonderful? So let us eat and drink together. The band a minute to have their own communion, but while they're doing that, I'd like everyone to just take a minute, just pause and listen to the voice of the Lord. I have a feeling that he's saying something about what we've just done, or he's saying something for the church, for the body of Christ. I feel like there's a word present in the house, so just listen for a minute. Someone here has a word, come and share very quickly to Scott, or maybe you'll get the word later. But I feel like the Lord wants to speak, wants to say something about that. If you've received a thought, just come and share it quickly. Yep, it's on. It's off now. There we go.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. I believe that Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And this bread can also represent His Word, Jesus Christ.
Anyone else get a thought to share before we move on? No worries. I feel like the Lord will say more things. Please write them down. And the Lord wants to do a lot in building our hearts together as believers. It's a big part of this apostolic message. In fact, it's a big part of being Christian. Wonderful thing. Thank you, band. Appreciate it.